Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. This is Word on the Street with Lexis and Isaac are in the room today. We got a couple of special guests from Calgary, my two best friends, Nadine and Jane. You want to say hi?
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. It's summertime officially. Exams are literally just over. So we do not have very many people in the studio. But what's different from the past couple weeks? We'll start off with a few songs.
Okay, yeah. Welcome to the studio, guys. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And we're just going to start off with a Winona Forever song. This is Cold Case.
Wakes at the sound. My love, you are here. Blessed. Darling, lay down your long hair.
Hello, hello, we're back. That was Heather Tales by Winona Forever. Before that, you heard Cold Case by Winona Forever as well. They're now going across Canada, a Vancouver-based band.
To grow as artists in Montreal.
Yes, yeah. Because everybody goes to Montreal if you're Canadian, if you really want to grow, apparently. But let's hope that Vancouver becomes one of those places soon, and maybe Calgary in the future.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
We'll see. So to start off, do you guys want to talk about Kanye first?
Yeah, I can do a little recap. A pretty headlining video today came out of Kanye West standing in the TMZ like lobby, I guess, waiting for his interview with Candace Owens. Isaac, you said you were going to watch the rest of the interview. It's a very long interview.
It's like
an hour, almost 2 hours. But while he was in the studio, at TMZ, a worker for TMZ whose name was Van Lathan, he was criticizing Kanye West for his views to Kanye West, because Kanye West was saying, in essence, that that he was a free thinker for one, and for two, that slavery was a choice.
That was just his prior views. He was mostly just criticizing that Kanye thinks of himself as a free thinker. He's not a free thinker.
Yeah. So basically, in the video, Van Lathan points out that he is pretty much just like absent of thought, like he's not thinking before he's speaking, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't realize like what his words mean, or what his like words are saying, and what repercussions he gets from that. And then afterwards, Kanye West tweets, "To make myself clear, of course I know that slaves did not get shackled and put on a boat by free will."
Yeah.
And follows that tweet up with, "My point is for us to have stayed in that position, even though the numbers were on our side, means that we were mentally enslaved." So I think that a lot of his point of view comes from wanting to be like a free thinker, wanting to be able to say these things that he thinks. And also to justify his point, he did point out that a lot of rappers, a lot of like hip-hop artists had been on Trump's side or had liked Trump before he came into office.
Yeah.
Which of course I don't think is a very good point to make, but so that's basically just been making the rounds recently, as Kanye West did reopen up his Twitter, which we talked about last week. But when we talked about it last week, it was more lighthearted because he was just tweeting kind of funny things.
What's that Bart Simpson
one? Yeah, he was tweeting his like funny classic.
Oh, he said, "Oh, I only use Bart Simpson colored emojis."
That one was good. But we were commenting on Kanye West's Twitter because we thought that it was funny, but then it ended up being this whole thing because he started to tweet a lot more about being like a free thinker and tweeting his political views.
Yeah, I think last week it was more we were talking about personalities, and we were talking about Lil B and other people like that, who are like very lighthearted. But now it comes back to the art versus the artist,
especially politically, which is like a big issue now. There was a tweet from Kevin McHale, who most notably is known from being on Glee. And he summed it up pretty good by saying, "I'm not even mad at Kanye. I think that what he's publicly doing is a perfect example of how a large portion of the country feels and thinks. There's a tide of miseducation and falsehoods and conspiracies that prey on those who are susceptible, and Kanye is one of them." I think that speaks a lot to the fact that Kanye is very influential, and regardless of what he says or what side he's on, his tweets have a lot of impact and stir up a lot of controversy. And I think that from the nature of his tweets and from the nature of the things that he said in the TMZ video, it shows that a lot of it comes from just what he thinks of himself, like his own position, but it doesn't necessarily come from a position of like being a person of color or like coming from like a low-income neighborhood or something like that, even though that's what people thought that he used to stand for.
I think because of his race, it's really difficult for a lot of his contemporaries around him to what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people started unfollowing him, like Kendrick and Rihanna and all these names. I think the only person who really, at least partially, backed him was Chance. But then Chance was very clear about what he thought about Trump.
Yeah.
But Kanye, he said today even, "I support half the stuff that Trump says," but then that guy from TMZ says, "What half are you talking about?" And he doesn't really explain himself.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you trying to say, and what are you trying to do? I think what Kanye's really trying to do is just, he really wants to push that he's bigger than music.
Mm-hmm.
He's bigger than hip hop, and he wants to be like a, something that's bigger than that as an influence. And to me, he already is, but he's doing it in the wrong way.
Yeah, right, I think now. As I had said this before to Nat and Jane, but I think that he puts being like a legend and being like famous in front of like who he is, like as a race or like as like where he came from or whatever, and like the impact that he has is he understands, like he knows the kind of impact that he has, but he doesn't understand like the repercussions of it. So I think that him saying that is or like him tweeting this stuff is just, I don't know. I think that that's like, it also stirred up the conversation where people were like, oh, Kanye West is mentally ill, or like Kanye West like just like literally does not know what he's saying. Like he's out of his mind, which is like, it's unfortunate that people are saying that. I don't think that people like should be commenting on stuff like that. But that's what happens when you try to use your influence for like a certain, in a certain way.
When I did start watching the interview with Charlamagne, then he just asked, how are you? But then, you know, Kanye was like, I'm doing pretty well, whatever. He followed up, oh, you were gone for a long time because you did have a mental breakdown. He said, how are you mentally? And then Kanye said, he's in a better place, but I still think he's trying to get past that. And I think because he was out of the spotlight for a while, at least in terms of himself voicing what he has to say, because, you know, a year ago or more than a year ago on Twitter, he was really vocal as well about a lot of different things, but then he just completely cut all of his social media. Now, because he's been gone for so long, he just has too much to say.
He does have a lot to say.
And I mean, a lot has changed since, you know, now he has three kids, and he's trying to do that stuff. And I think the reason why he went so crazy for a bit, he also did say he doesn't want crazy to be stigmatized. So I'm not going to use that word, but the reason why he went mentally ill for a bit, or he was feeling mentally ill, I think it's because he tries to do so much. And then, you know, because he has the music, he has the fashion. I mean, look at his family and everything. And he's still not prepared maybe to just say everything he needs to say, or say it in the right way. He's not really thinking too much.
I definitely think that like being Kanye West and being as like legendary or as famous as you are, I'm sure that Kanye West in some ways would feel as if he transcends like the criticism and like the stuff that's associated with sharing your political views as an artist, because I know that a lot of artists like choose to keep that to themselves, or regardless, like a lot of artists will just get attacked for it, whether they say things or they don't say things. So going back to the argument of art versus the artist, or separating art and their artist, I think that at this scale and being as famous as Kanye West is, it's hard to do that. It's hard to it's hard to take the stuff that he says and say like, oh, that's fine that he says that, and like enjoy his music the same way, because he is such a big personality and he does so much other stuff other than music, you know? So.
And like that reporter was saying, you have to be careful with your voice when your voice is that loud. I mean, I think when we talk about this, this topic has come up so many times now, the art versus the artist. You can see them as two separate things in some cases, or the art is an extension of the artist. So do you guys have anything to say about that? You can bring up any example.
We talk about this pretty often. Everyone, we brought up like old scenarios. We did talk about Chris Brown.
We talked about XXXTentacion a lot. That was our main example, since he's so relevant right
and
now.
And problematic.
And popular.
So I guess as a preliminary question, are you guys able to separate the art from the artist?
Wasn't Roseanne, like the show Roseanne, wasn't she a Trump supporter or something, and that was a huge thing for a bit?
I'm not sure.
No, and then everyone hates Roseanne now, because Roseanne's back on TV.
There's like, I guess like on the opposite end, there are people like Cher, who's like, I talked about Cher last week, but she's very, very like anti-Trump, and she does like a very similar thing where she'll tweet just like all caps like, Trump is the worst. Like, he can.
She call like, him like toilet emoji.
She calls him like, she'll just tweet the toilet emoji like instead of his name. But that like also breeds a lot of stuff, because she gets a lot of like people in her replies and stuff like that. Obviously a different scale, because Cher is not as relevant as Kanye West is nowadays. But with Mamma Mia 2 coming out.
Let's talk about that.
It's like, I think that you like get it on both sides, but just because of the way that the music industry is like centered on the scale, like it's not super, you don't see a lot of like prominent artists being vocally right-winged. And I think that Kanye West doing this in a fashion that targets just like specific things, like slavery, for example, which he had mentioned. That's just like, that just breeds a lot of like discomfort for a lot of people, I think. Especially like people who are fans of his music. Because I know that it can be like polarizing for people to see that.
What about you, Nad? When I think of like Chris Brown and XXXTentacion, I think those are more like, they were, I don't want to say caught in the act, but it was more like, they weren't like admitting vocally to everybody, to their fan base, yes, like I abused my significant other. I don't know what it was with XXX. I think it was his pregnant girlfriend.
It's really brutal. It's a lot. It's just.
Yeah. But like, and Rihanna, obviously everybody knows about Rihanna, but Kanye's kind of putting himself out into the spotlight as opposed to being like, getting caught.
Yeah,
he's admitting to it. He like completely owns up to it. And it's, I don't know if, I mean, obviously, like I disagree personally with the stuff that he's saying about slavery, but I think there's definitely a different degree of severity to the stuff he's saying compared to this. It's by like it's just definitely situation based.
Yeah, we talked about this last time too, because there are different like whether it's like different types of music that breed different fan bases who believe in this kind of stuff. Because I know that with a lot of like alt rock bands, if people get caught doing that kind of stuff, it's like no, you're nobody's ever gonna listen to you ever again.
Have you heard of Jank?
Yeah.
They took them off of Apple Music.
Stuff like that. And I think it's because, like, just, like, how big their fan base is, or, like, how much their music spreads, and also, like, the views, the views of their listeners. But, yeah, obviously, like, I think that's a really good point, Nadine, where you said that Kanye West is putting himself out there in a way that it makes it so that he is not only saying these things, but defending his views over and over again. So I think that comes off as being just, like, not good to a lot of people.
I think it's, like, I don't know what word to use besides, like, hubris. That's a word that I'm looking for, but, like, he's, I think he's really trying to push the I'm a legend narrative more than he should be. Because when you're a legend, people recognize that you're a legend, and you don't have to say it. Like, you didn't hear Michael Jackson spewing.
Say over and over again.
I'm a legend. Sure. I'm like the legend, like the biggest.
Yeah.
But Kanye, he's been saying it in his lyrics for years. Like,
and I do think that that's what does like off-put a lot of people from him, like as a personality and as an artist too sometimes. People don't like the nature of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think he should be recognized by his fan base as opposed to trying to force it.
Yeah, for sure. If Kanye West did not say anything, I'm sure people would still love him just as much because he is just like such an influential artist, and he like did shape a lot of like hip-hop music now, so
I think when you're saying the difference between him and someone like Chris Brown, actions speak louder than words, especially when he's just expressing his opinion and these other people have done that and tried to hide that.
Yeah, for sure. But a lot of people, when they do bad stuff, they'll be like, oh, like I'm sorry. And that's like of course people apologize when they do bad things, but I think that what is off-putting about what Kanye West has been doing as of late is that he doesn't stop to apologize as such, like even as like Chris Brown and stuff like that, like obviously. But there's definitely a difference between like physically harming somebody and like expressing your political views. So, there is different levels, of course, to separating the artist from the art that they make.
Yeah. I think we're going to cut to a song first. And I'm going to play a song from Injury Reserve because they're here tonight and I'm going tonight. And also JPEG Mafia. Unfortunately, he's not going to be there because he's sick. His throat,
he's got
his
throat. Throat
or something. Oh, but I actually talked to him.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You DM'd with him.
Yeah, no, I talked to him back in January because I just said I really like your album. He's like, thanks.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and then that was when he was probably getting, you know, tens of thousands of plays. Mm-hmm. And then just yesterday, he actually hit 1 million on one of the songs, and most of the songs are close to 1 million on his most recent album. So that was cool because I just said, oh, I've been waiting all year to see you. I was so excited to see you. And then he's like, yeah, man, I'm sorry.
My throat hurts. Is that what he's saying?
My throat kind of sore. No, right away he just said, I'm going to come back this year. Oh, like, I'm working on it right now.
Just for you.
Yeah. This one's for Isaac. This tour is for Isaac.
Yeah, but I'm going to play See You Sweat by Injury Reserve. And content warning, hide the kids. There's some swears in this one. We'll be right back.
First off, bow down, cause this feel like midnight club at D-Town. What's up? Double additional keys in the ignition. My hat tipping, Dontrell Willis with the feet kicking or knees cranking. You see what P cranking. Y'all be tripping. See, we lately been seeing y'all be grating. I mean, face it, y'all niggas is cheap fragrance. They know me, the phonies. They copy, they jocking, but Groxy, he just drinking Carlos Rossi and the pretty boy finna end your title reign, Arturo Gotti. We in this thing with the whole posse and it's fit, just asking niggas to just rob me and these kicks, just asking niggas to start rocking. But you ain't gotta ask a nigga, you just watch me. Go ahead and keep the lights on, I just wanna, I see you sweat, just keep the lights on. Yeah, hands up like black and white's con. Go ahead and clap your hands like you're trying to fight song, song. Go ahead and keep the lights on, I just wanna, I see you sweat, just keep the lights on. Hands up like black and white's con. Go ahead and clap your hands like you're trying to fight song, song.
Yeah, Henny out the bottle, I don't need no glass. This is all me, so please don't ask. Balling on a budget, gotta make this last. Nick driving reckless, hoping we don't crash. Pull up mad deep with all my niggas. My little bro just dropped your rent on denim. In the back with my feet up kicking. Belly out with my shirt that's linen. I'm just trying to vibe, yeah, we out here gigging, two-stepping, just out here killing. Getting hot in here, plus the Henny done kicked in. I need to slow down for your boy gets kicked out. Still feeling myself, just socializing. But you better not ask me to start freestyling. Honestly, I don't like the nightlife, fool. Since I'm here, I guess I'll enjoy the lights like you.
Bitch, I'm depressed.
Oh, if we had anything as a joke, keep
like a cat. Bitch, I'm
smoke.
To fly in the whip. Hit. Fake news, we ain't pressed. Is it safe now? Got my train pass. It's a bitch, what a test.
Do you follow my command?
Hey. Work hard. Work, work. Girls hard, 26, no kids, yeah.
Cheers.
Talk shit, back it up. No faith, throw shade. Whole game, damn mess. Yeah. Fuck the captain. Look, no stress, I'm vexed. What the fuck is my pants?
What's
I keep a ratchet. I like them, yes, Jules moaning like an actress. Bandits,
nah.
I'm kinda passive.
Right.
Young, Rick Swan, we gon' cash it.
We gon' cash
dust
it.
Dust off them ratchets.
Ratchet.
We got some action.
I got some action.
I'm on the main line. Whoa. I'm trying to catch him.
Okay.
Look, I wish a nigga would, man. Look. I wish a nigga would try to test me. I wish a nigga would go against me. I'm a thug, I'm playing on rap beef. Fuck around, end up on the back street. Not across so many times. Look, man. I wish a nigga would try to test me. I wish a nigga would go get at me. I'm a thug, I'm third on rap beef. Fuck around, end up on the back street. And I done crossed so many times. I done did so many crimes.
Don't kill me.
No time. Dog assed up for the new line. I make a nigga cry at his own pad. I make a nigga cry for his dead dad. I make a nigga cry for his bad wife. I make a nigga cry for. I make a nigga cry for help. I make a nigga cry for himself.
We're back. This is Word on the Street. You just heard Thug Tears by JPEG Mafia, who unfortunately won't be at the injury reserve tonight.
No. Get well soon, JPEG.
Yeah. Get well, Peggy. We're just going to keep talking about Kanye a little bit more, I guess, because I don't think we really wrapped up. Or just the general art versus artist discussion. We can just keep going on about that. So for you guys, you're our guests today. With the whole art versus artist thing, do you think that there's a line for who you're going to listen to because of something they've done? Or do you think that if anybody's done something, you shouldn't listen to any artists who have wronged? Or what's your opinion on it, if you have one that you want to express?
I think that, personally, it's more like if I'm not already a huge fan and they do something, like, before I've started listening to them, then it's a lot easier just to, like, cancel them. And I'm like, nope. But then...
Yeah, canceling. Like, I will never listen to a certain artist because I don't support them. But
yeah, and
if
I
support
them.
Yeah, yeah.
But for somebody who I have a deep connection to, whose name is Chris Brown.
She's talking about Chris Brown.
obviously, I was very disappointed. But, and a lot of people want to say that, like, he didn't...
make amends?
Yeah, make amends for what he did, and he was never sorry, and he's still, you know, a piece of beep. but I personally think that... It also matters how much, like, they make up for it. If they're genuinely sorry, you can never really tell, but he made his movie, and he was very sorry about it, and all of his music post-Rihanna sounded very genuinely sorry. Plus, I was, like, a huge fan prior to what happened, and he had already had, I think, 3 albums released. There was Chris Brown, the first
one. The subtitled.
And then 2 others. So, for me, I couldn't really separate the artist from... No, I could separate the artist from the art.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been hard for me to... stop listening to other artists like XXX when I found out. Kodak Black, it was pretty easy. Didn't really matter for me, but I think it's just, yeah, another situation-based problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything?
I don't listen to a lot of music anyway where
people end up being problematic, or?
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't listen to, like, a lot of rap.
But even, like, it happened in, like, the alt-rock community with, like, Power Bottom, which we talked about on the last time we talked about the show. I'm not sure if you know who Power Bottom is, but they had a problem with, like, taking advantage of their fans, which I think.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, which I think, like, yeah, oh, Headley had Headley. I also talked about this on the show last time. I think that
we're sad because... Well, it's so weird. I saw Headley at Wee Day when I was in grade 7.
I think everyone's seen Headley at Wee Day.
Everybody's ran into Headley once or twice. Yeah. Like,
yeah. So
I think, like, growing up with Canadian content, we listened to a lot more Headley than pretty much anybody in the world. Like, I think that we grew up in the era of Headley being, like, the prominent Canadian content, like, filler. So, especially on pop radio. So I think that, yeah, and I had mentioned this on the last show, or last time we talked about this, that... there was, like, a Toronto tattoo artist who offered to remove people's tattoos about, yeah, that were related to Headley, because she's like, I know this is, like, a big thing in Canada, so that's really nice. Yeah, but as a fan of not Headley, I don't think that I can relate to something like that.
Yeah, but it's big.
Yeah.
It's
obviously, big news. Yeah, but obviously you can't draw the line at just, like, one act, one bad act. You can't be like, oh, I draw the line at, like, assault or whatever. It's definitely, like, case by case, or, like, yeah. And it'll be different for everybody, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you...
Yeah. I don't know. I think last time we talked about this, one of our fans messaged me, and he said, you know, you can't just draw on, like, specific cases because so many artists have done things that aren't morally right.
Right.
And he was saying, oh, if you're going to boycott one of them, then you should boycott everyone. And then but that boycotts a lot of people.
And there are also, like, there's a lot of people who have made, like, full discographies of music and now have come out to be, like, not as great as they seemed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of, like, old artists and, like, people who grew up being, like, super legendary, like, that'd just be unfortunate if you chose to, and you just, like, if we just didn't find out during our lifetime that they did that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really help it if you, obviously, educate yourselves. Learn if you want to learn about which artists you should be supporting.
Yeah.
But make your own opinions about this kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that's important is the awareness. A lot of people don't know all these things, because I remember when I was listing off some artists, then people in here even reacted, oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, I think, not with every case, again, it's situation-based.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should be able to forgive sometimes if they haven't done something that's such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what Kanye's doing, it's not as horrible as some of those actions of those other artists. Like, and I'm not even surprised, because if you've been following Kanye for most of his career, you know he's like this.
Yeah.
I mean, right now what he's saying is pretty radical, but he's always been...
a free thinker.
Egotistic.
He's been a spirit.
Yeah. But speaking of Kanye, are you guys big Kanye fans? Are you excited for his stuff that he's coming up with in June?
My favorite Kanye song is Stronger. And nothing has ever topped it. So,
As somebody who doesn't listen to hip-hop, I have listened to everything that Kanye's put out, and I do enjoy it. But
I'm very excited, personally.
Yeah.
Even though this is very controversial stuff. It's not enough for me to cancel him just yet.
Yeah.
I'll wait for something a little more radical. And
he is doing, like, a lot of really cool things. Like, he has all those collabs that he's releasing this summer.
Yeah.
Kid Cudi.
Nas. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you listened to his entire discography?
Yeah, I have. Just, like, all the way through. But
you just did, didn't you?
Pretty recently. Yeah.
Is there any album that stands out to you most?
I like all of his old stuff. I like Graduation and College Dropout I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that when I first started listening to hip-hop music, which, I don't know, a year ago? two years ago, maybe?
Sure, like,
I think that I had gotten into things that sounded closer to, like, G-Funk or...
Funk,
Like 2000s, like, 90s rap.
Well, what about Life of Pablo? Did you like that?
It was okay. I don't know. I don't understand, like... I also don't understand like deepness of lyrics when it comes to rap, because I'm not like one to be
You're
like
just listening to the beat the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just like kind of grooving. I like
Ultralight Beam on that album a lot.
Yeah, Chances Futures.
Yeah. Good. Oh my God, so good.
Yeah, you should, Lexis. You should definitely just go on to Rap Genius and then click. Because then you learn everything.
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's just like, it's just a different breed when it comes to like lyrics and like music. Like, obviously, that's what genres are. But like, lyrics from hip hop are like a different breed of
just songs. You
know what?
I do the same thing. I listen to primarily rap, and when I listen to like alt or like indie, I don't listen to the words at all.
Yeah.
I don't think I
catch
a single word they say. But when I'm listening to a rap song, like,
you listen to it all. Yeah. So it's like the opposite with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we got a bunch of, as three best friends, I'd say we have
very
a pretty diverse
music.
Like music taste.
Yeah, we
taste.
Have our EDM rave girl.
Yeah. Well, Jane's going to try to defend. No.
It's fine.
It's okay, yeah. So we got a lot of different kinds in here.
It was exciting. Do you find that because you're all very different that like you share a lot of music with each other and you like it? Or do you hate each other's
this
music?
This is funny. Nad pretty recently decided that she liked the Arctic Monkeys. very relevant because the Arctic Monkeys are, of course, coming out with new music this summer.
They're coming to Vancouver
in September. But yeah, one day she texted us saying, like, oh, I started listening to the Arctic Monkeys and they're so good, which is so funny because me and Jane had, the first time we like really hung out together in high school was when we went to X-Fest in 2014 to see the Arctic Monkeys live. So that was like our like high school music.
Yeah, that's when we really became best friends.
But I think that but then it happens in different ways too, because obviously, as I mentioned before, I recently started listening to hip hop music, much like Nad recently decided that she liked alt rock.
And I don't think I've changed.
But Jane also has like the most spread out music taste out of all of
us. I'm a bit of everything. Yeah. I wouldn't call myself an EDM fan because I can't really talk about any genre because I like everything.
She likes a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I think the Arctic Monkeys are a great intro band to
They are.
Alt.
Yeah, are that's how not? That's how like that's people got they into are. Alt into in like middle school. It was like the Arctic Monkeys, the Black Keys, yeah. Cage the Elephant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, we're so on key. Well, I mean, if I had listened to some of these like songs, for instance, that you're playing today, like last year, I wouldn't have liked them.
Yeah.
But because thank you, Arctic Monkeys. If you're listening,
you're
on air today.
Thank you, Alex Turner. Thank you to the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
They're like a gateway drug.
Gateway.
It's alternative rock music. Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you guys. Something a little bit more lighthearted. We talked about this last summer, but I was wondering what you guys think the song of this summer is.
Mm.
Or what you think,
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah,
I'm
that's what I'm
still
saying.
Waiting to hear
it. Do you think
it.
That, like, somebody's going to release the song of the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Who do
yeah.
you think is going to release it?
Calvin Harris, baby. Calvin Harris released the album of last summer.
No, I think Chance. Is he releasing any? He just released one song, I think, right?
Oh, he did?
Really? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think so. Oh, that's kind of weird. Chance is actually playing, well, he's featured on the song that's on Ox.
Or a feature. Maybe it was a feature. Did he come out with something new? A new feature?
I'm not sure.
I
think Drake is probably going to just take it because his past two singles have taken over North
America.
Yeah, for
sure. Yeah.
So. All right. Here's a hot take. I was telling Nat in the car, I wish Havana came out later.
By Camila Cabello.
Yeah, because I love that song. And you know what? Everyone loves that song. My parents love that song. And if my parents love that song, like that's the song of the summer. They really determine
the song
of the summer.
In the Geller household.
Yeah. Oh my God. We still listen to it. But like, I wish I wasn't sick of it because I really like it. And
Like maybe Drake's music will get old by the summer, by the time summer really kicks in, you know?
Like his God's Plan?
Yeah, like that kind
God's
of
Plan.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, maybe that kind of stuff will just, like, because I feel like, a lot of new music is getting released within, like, May, June, July, so I feel like that might be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's going to be, for the fifth year in a row, Daft Punk's Get Lucky.
Yeah. They're having a Get Lucky 2 actually coming out
it's
soon.
It's just the same thing. Yeah. But they just released it as a new song.
Different album cover.
Mm-hmm. But there is like a lot of, like, obviously with like the Kanye stuff coming out too in like June or whatever.
There's a lot of stuff coming out in June.
Calvin Harris, it was volume one last summer.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
volume
true.
Volume two has to come out. Yeah, and it was
Jess
so
Rapper
good.
Did have a song. Cardi B song.
Oh, the feature.
Cardi B
okay.
did. That's yeah. like, yeah, yeah, he featured it. I haven't heard it. I'm assuming it's bad, though.
Oh. Oh, okay, wait, why don't you explain that?
Do you not like Cardi B, or?
Does anybody really like Cardi B?
I don't. And nobody Isaac's just agrees waiting with for me. I'm waiting for someone.
No, I think she's annoying. She's Thank obnoxious. You. She's over the top. And, like, it's yes. not real. It's fake.
No, exactly. This is broadcasted live.
No, it's
is everybody a Cardi B fan that's listening? Everybody
Yeah, I listened to her new album, and I was like, this is not that good. This isn't, like, I was like, I was never like, oh, I like this song in the album. I was like, okay, next.
What about the new Nicki? Do you think that she'll...
I love it. Yeah. And I sent it. Okay, so I do like volunteer PR work for this hip hop like organization called 10 at 10. Mm-hmm. And we have a group chat, and people would like send like their takes or like send music and stuff. And I was like, oh, did you guys hear the new Nicki? And they're like, no, link. And I linked it, and I was like, it's so good. I'm obsessed with it. And like, I didn't listen to the words, and it's literally just like her like hating on Cardi B. Which is like her spiel, I guess, right now. And
it's a rebuttal to the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone hates that song because everyone likes Cardi B. But I just. I guess I'm more of a Nicki fan than.
I mean, we don't have to pit them against each other, but.
Yeah, yeah, you guys talked about this. Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Did you see the tweet that was like. Nicki worked really hard to get where she is today, and Cardi B just like comes up and then shits on her.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, no, we were talking about that. We talked about that 2 weeks in a row, and I don't think we have to be like a Nicki or a Cardi fan, but
yeah, you're right.
Like Nicki.
I do like Nicki, though.
Yeah.
I love Nicki.
Yeah, maybe she'll have like bangers that make it their way around for the summer.
What do you guys think about, I briefly went over this last week, that there's this weird thing where it's like two female rappers can't coexist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to happen again, or do you think now Nicki and Cardi are going to be able to coexist because they're maybe rivals?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, because they are rivals, they're just kind of, she's making it worse.
I think that people thought that they had like very similar gimmicks, but I don't think that. I think that with this day and age, with so many people being like, you can't pit females against each other kind of thing, I feel like they will both be able to succeed. I mean, Nicki has like a fruitful career already, but
it's
I
just
think
like,
that she'll still
yeah, I don't think they should hate on each other. They should just be friends.
Like we are. should be best friends.
Like, put their differences aside.
Yeah.
And just be friends.
Are we going to go to...
We can. I'm just a little confused what's happening with Sam, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sure. Let's cut to a song because we've actually been conversing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We got 14 minutes left on the show. So I'm going to cut to the song that Icia played a few weeks back because I really like it, and it's called Honeybee.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back. Thank you.
killing with the sauce, killing with the sauce. I am DDA. I tried to take my time, but it's not working. I'ma go and get mine. Money I've met, money on my mind. Someone should have warned me this ain't fun. This night, mess running through my mind. Someone should have warned you I am not that type. It's me, myself, and I until the day I die. Might smile up in your face, but I do not trust anything. Not even my own.
Hello, hello, we're back. This is Word on the Street, and we're just going to wrap up the show. We got a few minutes left here. We're going to talk about predictions for Song of the Summer. Mm-hmm. We are under the consensus that Slide
was the song of last summer. Calvin Harris did release the album of last summer. It was very good. I'm hoping that he does release a volume two. Preferably for this summer.
Yep.
And so any predictions? Who what, when?
This is a hot take. I think that K-pop will finally make its way to mainstream mainstream radio in Canada, and Caro Caro Bonito will come out with the song of the summer.
I don't think anybody's familiar with Caro Bonito. Well, but it's definitely coming out in May, because that's when they release summer songs. Summer songs.
Yeah.
They don't want to release it too early. It'll fade out.
Yeah.
They want it to
June 1st. June 11th.
Because I think Calvin Harris's song came out end of May, too.
Yeah.
Or album, really.
Yeah, that's the album.
Maybe much. June. But artists, it's still, I don't know.
Jane, you got anything?
I don't have any predictions. I just know for me personally, it's going to be White Flag by Ditto.
That's the song, if you aren't familiar, that's from Rugrats Grow to Paris.
I think it is, but then I looked at the album. Also, on Apple Music, you can't listen to the album. Like, all the titles are gray.
Oh, so it's like, this is the Rugrats one. So
yeah, Rugrats Go to Paris.
Okay.
And
so it wasn't on there? So
it wasn't on there, but I like have a vivid memory of
listening to White Flag
in that movie and being like, oh, this song's so good. Mm-hmm.
I think Drake will probably have the song of the summer, but I would like Brockhampton to
blow up
because they did announce that Puppy is going to come out in June.
Oh, okay.
They didn't say what day, but there's a lot of hype around that, so... Yeah. This is going to be really definitive for them because it's like, going to be their first mainstream album.
Yeah.
They're releasing a third album.
They released three albums. They released three saturations.
So a fourth album already. They're on fire. Where did they get the time?
There's so many of them, Nadine. They have so many brains working on one album.
They already have the fifth one recorded as well, but they don't want to put it out yet.
So they're just, that's amazing.
They're like like, you know how in Asia they like breed K-pop groups or like
breed
J-pop groups? They're literally like Brockhampton is like the amalgamation of like talent. They literally do have like
I don't think like animals.
No, they don't like breed them, but they like train them pretty much to be like stars when they grow up. Yeah, so they like release music from them. Yeah, crazy thing we can get into some other time. But
Brockhampton did that, but I don't know if they're gonna. I don't think they have mainstream.
But they've gotten so much traction in the past year with their three albums. Yeah. They've gotten so much. Like their tour was like, they could have made so much more money. They could like made the prices higher. Like the tickets for the Vancouver one was what, like $25 to go. Like it was like $25.75 or something. Like it was.
They're
like,
still not very. I don't think you're gonna hear them on the radio.
Okay,
at least.
Yeah. But but I think that within our circle, it'll be big if they release summer songs, you know?
I guess this is not national. Song of the summer national. The national anthem. I
mean, the Canadian song national anthem is the song of the summer.
I mean, I know that Bleach and Boogie were like finally getting radio play on the big stations in the States, but... I know now, if I wear my Brockhampton shirt, people actually know what it is.
Yeah. It's so much more recognized. Yeah. They, like, made, like, a personality out of, like, their group, you know?
Especially Kevin...
Wait, Kevin Abstract.
Kevin Abstract on Twitter.
On Twitter. Yeah, we talk about him a lot.
People love him
because
he's very
relatable.
He's got
a funny Twitter,
He put his caps lock off. That's how you know he's...
he's getting more serious. he's that's how you know they're going to release the summer album. The album of the summer. All right. Well...
Yeah, I think we're done for today at 6 o'clock. And thanks for listening.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming.
It was so nice.
Yeah, of course. this has been Word on the Street. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week, hopefully.
Next up is Flex Your Head.
Flex Your Neck.
Head. Flex your head.
Flex Your Head. I don't see him, so I'm not sure if he's coming in today.
Yeah.
We might be having a change in time through the